Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf, an even 100 in Sanhedrin. We'll start with the last line on the Tzadik Hesem Beis. Rav Amar, we're discussing what's considered an apikores. We had discussions about a person who is not Rav Panim Batorah, a person who is disrespectful of the Torah, of the Pshat of the Rabbanim. Apikores seems to be something a little bit lesser than that. And he says like this, Rav Amar Gahani, but people who have no respect for the rabbis, Gahani Binyamin Asya, the people in the house of Binyamin, the healer, the Dr. Binyamin, Dr. Benjamin, the Amar Maya Hanila Rabbanim. What do the rabbis help us? May Olam Lashon Lover, they've never been matzah for us a raven. Lashon Yaron, they haven't been, and they haven't asked for us a bird. In other words, we can read the Torah too. What do the rabbis do for us? They're not able to make a pig kosher, so to speak, and they're not able to take a chicken and say that it's trade. So Kiavi Bey, so that's what they say. Rava, Kevin Maisha Trips to Bey Binyam Kameh, so he made a point of that. Once, when they would bring a question, you know, people always bring a question of an animal to the rabbi and say, is it kosher or not? So when they would bring a question from this house, from Dr. Benjamin's house, when they would bring a question, Kavi Chozi Batam Later, when he was matred, Amar Lu, see, Techsu the Kashin Lechor, you see, I've been matred for you a raven, meaning something which is not kosher. You had a question about it, could be an eye, it was matred. Kavi Chozi Batam Lesur, when he said he was asked, Amar Lu, Techsu, look, the Kasru Lechayon, you do need us. We here's something which you thought could have been mutter, but I'm telling you that it's also. But probably going to Amr.
You see what the Gemara considers the role of a Rav.
Yeah, yeah. One of the roles of a Rav, yeah.
It's not to tell me when to go to the bathroom.
Of course. Exactly. That's what the Rav was used for. And do you think that in Europe they got up and made silly speeches and, you know, and then told people, you know, again, they didn't send, you know, they didn't do that stuff. That's what the Rav was for. You had a Shaila, you know, was the chicken kosher or not? Was the chicken soup kosher or not? That's what they came to the Rav for. The Rebbe was for that. See, the Rebbe was for the speeches, you understand? But the Rav was for the...
When I first heard the...
Exactly.
That's is this a good hechsher, is it not?
Right.
And the rabbis usually didn't know.
Well,
rabbis would say, look, that's not my job. Uh-huh. You want to talk about the hechshers, go to
uh-huh. All right, well, at least they give an honest answer. That's something, right? That's a good answer, too. Republic of Domer, Hani Rabbanon, Rabbi says, you know, the people just say, oh, these rabbis. It's just to talk to them disrespectfully, those rabbis. Rabbi himself fired out one time. Rabbi going, Hani Rabbanon, oh, these rabbis. He didn't say it with a term of respect. They used to be tenes, and he said he had a tannis to atone for his for his lack of respect. Levi bar Shmuel bar Avuna bar Chia havikom matkad mitpanos debe Rav Yehuda. They were fixing the mantles, the covers, the Torah covers in the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda or in his base Knesset. Kimatim Megillas Esther, when they came to Megillas Esther, Amar Megillas Esther lo by mitpachas. This doesn't need one, right? Amar lahu, so Rabbi Yehuda answered them, ki hai gav nami mechsekefker. So this also looks like apikorsis. The word apikorsis is like from being hefker. Apikorsis, like hefker. It's also a way you should have asked. You don't just say, yeah, we don't need them over here. You should have asked me. Rabbi Nachman Zakore, Rabba b'shmo. You call your rabbi by his name. Rabbi Nachman, my name is Gehazi. Why was Gehazi punished? As we saw, Mesha called the Rabba b'shmo. He called his Rabbi Elisha by his name. Shnem b'yomar Gehazi, Adoni HaMelech. Right. Zosei, this is the lady of Zebnah, Shehechi, that you revived, Shehechi Elisha. Call them by his name. You don't call him by his name. You don't call your parents or your rabbi by the name. You say, you know, you call him by with respect. Yasser of Yirmiyah Kamedra of Zerah.
Is this the source, do you think,
in third hand?
Yeah,
that's part of it. That's part of it. You don't have to say right. Because you is considered too friendly a term. In Yiddish or in German, you have the difference between ear and do.
Right.
And that's also an issue of respect. Do is like you say to your family members, to your close friends, you know. With respect, you talk to a stranger, you say ear. You know, you say ear. Same thing with... That's a better cover. That's more cover. That's how we were brought up. You say right. That respect, you know. Yeah, right. How far do people go? And when you talk to your parents, the person says... you feel closer, but some people do. Some people could say, does my father want this? Does my father, you know, does my mother want that? But that's taking it a little bit step. And tells we did that, but that could, you know, doesn't have to be without, you know.
I never knew who I was talking to.
Hashem is going to take out a river. He's going to have a river coming out of Beis Hashem. V'alav, coming in, there's all kinds of delicacies going to be in that river. Shnei Rav, Nachal, Yala, Asfaso, Mizeh, Mizeh. Nachal will go out. And on either bank, he'll have Kolei, Tzmach, all kinds of good fruit-bearing trees. Leibo, Leo, its leaves will not wither. V'lo, Yitam, Piro, its fruit will not finish, will not stop from producing. V'chadashav, Yivakir, in its months, it will have new fruits. He may have been a mikdash shema because its waters come to make mikdash yotzen. By yapir el machol ba'alei l'shufa, and its leaves will be even for medicine. Amar Yehusab b'yasher koch. Sabi says, "Oh, nice shot, good shot." The chayin on Yochel and Yesha. Amar Rav Yirmi Rav Zera ki agav nemechsef karusa. Is that like also up the courses? Like, you know, some guy telling him yasher koch like to the rabbi. I'm like, no, hi, see you, come aside. Here he really means it well. That's not showing disrespect. He's helping him. He's saying, yeah, I like that. If you heard something, it's disrespectful, I'll tell you what you must have heard about. Famous Russia. Hashem's going to bring precious stones, maguyos, and pearls. Gigantic, unbelievably big. 30 by 30 amas. And he's going to dig out from them. He's going to carve out from them. 10 wide by 20 high. It's also very big. He's going to put them in the gates of Yerushalayim. Famous pasuk in Yeshaya, I will make your windows out of agates and your gates out of carbuncles, whatever the precious stones. Ligla Bosa Thomas. So this is what he complained. This is what he was talking about. This might have been respectful. So one of Hamidim laughed at him. Amar Hashkabias, the Tzilzlam Shkinen. What kind of pearls are that big? What kind of stones are that big? We don't find anything as big as the size of a little bird, a dove's egg. We can't find. So Korah Hamshkin, we're going to find stones that big. The Yom Afligis Venasa Biyom. One day, he was on a boat, and he was on in the seas. Chazin al-Malachish, and he saw the ministering angels, the Kamansri Avarim. They were hewing stones. They were cutting out stones, Tobos, very precious stones of Margolios. And they were very big. Yom Luhani Lamar, one of these former Kusakish Bokalah, these are the ones that Hashem's going to put in the Sharish Lamb. When this poor bloke came back and he found Rabbi Yochanan after he returned to shore, fortunately he made it back to shore. The Yosef Gadash, Amalei, Rebbe, Darosh, Ulachon Narosh. You should darshan, and it's good for you to darshan. Shem Shamarja, like you said, I mean, I was doubtful, I was skeptical, but the way you said Kacharisi, I'm almost selling my own eyes. He might have been a little bit high at the time, but he did see them, right? In some form, he did see them. Amar lo, Reikim, lo Isa, lo Amanta. Had you not seen me, you wouldn't have believed me. Malago Livichamata. You're making fun of what the Chacham said. Yo, Ba'ena, Basu, Gal Shalzamas. He put the eye on him, and the man died. In other words, that's Prat, making fun of the Chacham, not having respect. Meisvei, how can that be? The Olech Eschem Kamis, I'm going to bring to Eretz Yisrael upright. Mayomer Masayim Amakushte comes from some Kumamayus means like the double upright. So how high was Adam Rishon? Was 100 amas. So Kumamayus means like two uprights, you know, double. You're going to be 200 amas high. Mayomer Masayim Kushte comes from Rishon. Yudomer Kufama Keneged Heichel Vakosav. 100 amas Keneged the Heichel and the Kosav. If you look at the length of the Heichel and all its walls and the thickness, the whole length was 100. Our sons are like grown plants, binuraim in their youth. Our daughters are like hewn cornerstones, but built like the heichel. So the idea is that also it's 100 amas high. So what do you see? The point is that you said over here it's going to be 20 by 10 or 10 by 20. You see, it's going to be 100 amas, 200 amas high. He's talking about the windows. The windows in the shahr will be 10 by 20. The stones that he cut out was for to put in the windows, but the whole shahr will be 100 high or 200 high. My valet of truth, what does it mean its leaves will be for medicine? One says that it will be matlash of a person who's dumb and can't speak or has difficulty with speaking, or will open up his mouth. That's how good these leaves that are on the plants that are nurtured by the waters of the base of Migdash will have that medicinal quality that it'll be able to make the people who can't talk will be able to talk. Women who will open up their wombs if they can't give birth. right? To open up the mouth of people who can't speak. Bakvam lahatzer pe'ikros. That calls the people who can't give birth. Rabbi Yochanan, the truth of mamish. Mal truth. What does it mean? Shmuel Nachmani Yomer leTorah Yofi. The Torah upon him shall balayepe. Balayepe means people who speak. Tamei Chacham. They will also be of good countenance. It will help them look good, because the fact still is that no matter how great a Talmid Chacham is, if he has a nice appearance, a nice countenance, people respect more and listen to what he has to say. Same thing we saw by the Kohen Gadol, that he's supposed to be wealthy, he's supposed to be good looking, he's supposed to be properly dressed. If a person blackens his face, that means that even at the risk of poverty, he studies Torah in this world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mavik ziviv lo, and Hashem will shine his countenance in the next world. His appearance is like Lebanon, bachur ka arazim, chosen like the cedars. Again, a person who makes himself hungry in different tabalam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu must be alone, and Hashem will satiate him in the next world. We say every day when we put on tefillin, yirviyu mideshen beisecha. He will give you abundance, satiate you from the fatness of your house, and he will give you to drink from the river of your condiments or your precious foods. Hashem will give him his full handful, Hashem's full handful. He's going to be a tzaddik. Shneimar, Baruch Hashem yom yom, yam aslanu. Yam aslanu sounds like Russian of omso, of having his full vilk. Hashem is our salvation. Only by Chiyav Shalom. Again, how can you say that everybody's going to get the handful of Hashem? How big the handful of Hashem is? It's also possible we say in the Haftarahs, can you measure the water in his bucket or in his hands? The Shemayim Bezeres Tikein. He spread out the heavens in his Zeres. His Zeres is like your head hand span. In other words, Hashem's hand span is like as big as the whole world. So his handful was so big, how could it be possible for anybody to take that much? Amar Maitam Lashricha Lemshchev, so he answered him back when Abaya said that to Rav Dimi. So he says, why don't you come to the Ishir and Agada that we have in Eretz Yisrael, which made Rabbi, we say Barami, that also the Kashbrach will eat and also outside of Gimel Yisrael. Hashem is going to give everybody 310 whole worlds, Shemar, Ma'anchel Oav Ayesh, to cause to inherit the ones who love me, Yesh, but to say Mamalim, they'll fill their storehouses. Yesh is Begamachi Tasmei of Asar, 310. Yesh is 310. I'm going to give them, right. And that's where it came from. 310 worlds. So there'll be plenty of place to put all the, even Hashem gives him his full handful. You say, how could he absorb that much? He's got plenty of place to put it. Can you remember Midrash Adamotiv Mudla, famous line in the Gemara? Hashem returns good for good and bad for bad. In the measure that a person measures out, that's the way we measure it for him also. Midrash Adamotiv Mudla, lo, tachsiv, besasa, in measure, beshacha, when it's sent out to Rivena, you will contend with it. A person gives his full handful to a poor person. He said this is a similar way of saying it. A man gives whatever he can to the poor person. Right? He takes out his bank account, gives him his full handful. Hashem is going to give him his full handful next world. Except Shemayim Zeristik, and Hashem's handful is so big, how could a person absorb it? He says, you don't say that. As Rav Meir said that, and Rav Shua said, can you say that? He says, you don't say that, Rav Shua. I'll look at it this way. Is it midas tova meruba or midas panas? What is a greater mid of Hashem? Is it good or is it bad? The answer is we always say that if Hashem pays back bad for bad, he pays back good even more. Have you ever midas tova meruba, midas panas? Midas tova is always paid back more than bad. Meaning, if for bad it's 1 to 1, so for good it's 150 to 1 or 1.5 to 1. Midas tova, because how do you know? It says vayitzav shchakim imal v'dal seshamayim posach. Right? He commanded the heavens from above, and he opened up the doors of heaven. Dal seshemayim v'yamter aleim monlecha, and he gave him good. Now, when it came to giving good, he opened up the doors. Mita perani, so when it comes to giving out bad, to dishing out bad, he says va'arubas seshemayim iftachu by the klala. It says by the flood va'arubas seshemayim iftachu. He opened up the windows of heaven. Well, the windows are smaller than a door. There's like four windows in the size of a door. So iftachu. They saw the dead bodies, Haposhim, the sinners, because their worms will never die out. And their burning, and as when they burn, will not be extinguished. They'll be for an abhorrence, the whole busser. How can you say that these people who die, these evil people, will continue burning forever, and they'll be just disgusting? A person, if you touch fire in this world, you're singed right away. How can you keep on burning? Just like Hashem gives a kof sham lekal pranasim to absorb their pranis, and they keep on burning, even though they should have been extinguished already. Hashem gives the koach to accept this. So you can't ask a question, how can they accept so much? It's too much for them to accept. The answer is that Hashem gives them such a koach. So you have two answers to it, either because they get more worlds, or like he answered over here, and the mayor and Rabbi Yeshua had this discussion. He said, Hashem gives you the power to absorb bad and good even more so. You shouldn't even read the external books. So today, you know, the yeshiva they taught us, you know, means of course going to college, right? You shouldn't read things like that. So it really means things that are going to lead one astray. Yeah, right. That's what really it means. Things that are going to lead one astray. Obviously, the standards of today are not like, you know, what they were hundreds of years ago. And if you remember that it was a different world hundreds of years ago. You went to school. What? Not only the three books. You have to look at the circumstances. You know, there was a time when the only way, like in Russia, as you know, 100 years ago, and the only way to get into a university was to convert. You know, you had to convert to Christianity to get a university in Eastern Europe, even Western Europe. So you have to look at the circumstances and see what it was like. So you could understand that 200 years ago, say you go to university, it's you're an apikoros, right? Studying the outside books. It's a different world today when, you know, everybody has to look at it with a different glass. Every person reads the outside books also is considered somebody who's not going to have a share in the world to come. Talmud Sefer Minim, this form of Minim, Apikorsim, I also remember Sefer Ben Sira, even the Sefer Ben Sira. Now Ben Sira was a book of advice. We even have a street named after him here, you know, in Yerushalayim, I guess in most major cities, right, Ben Sira. And the Sefer exists today, but it wasn't in the canon of the Bible, right? It was never accepted in the canon of the Bible because it didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, etc. It was a good advice. He says, even the Sefer Ben Sira, if you read that, you're also not going to have a share. Nami Yosalim, you shouldn't read that too. I'm going to buy my time. Why? Because it says, literally it says, don't peel a fish from its ear. It's easier to peel it from the ear. Don't peel. Why do it? Because the skin will be wasted. Roast the whole thing burn it or roast it or, cook it in the whole thing in a fire. The echel bay tartan greets and eat two loaves of bread with it. Right? Is that the terrible thing? What's so wrong with what he said over there? Imi pashte, if your problem is because the pashup shot, what's wrong with the baraisa? Namik said lo sashlis kol esay. So don't the bal pashlis. And as he's saying, you know, make good use of your food. Don't destroy the skin. You know, some people want just the fillet. You know, some people like the whole fish. You know, I personally like the whole fish from head to toe. You know, so the whole thing, nothing's left. Remember the movie Airplane? The pilot came out and it was just like they gave him food. What did he have? He had the fish, there was nothing left. Ate it down to the bone. So, you know, that's all healthy, right? So here he says, because it shouldn't be wasteful. So what's wrong with what he said there? If you mean it in a different way, he means to say, he's saying in a different way, don't have the skin, like so to speak, from the neck or from the ear. The drasha meaning, even drasha or orachah, he's teaching orachah, the lelivah shalokadarka, that a person shouldn't have via shalokadarka. He should have via only the regular way, not anally, let's say. So maybe that's the advice he's giving. Again, it's valid advice. What's wrong with that? That why would you consider that apikorsis, or you wouldn't have a share in the next world? Elmashim said, maybe it's because it says in Ben Sira, basla via matmona shav. A daughter for her father is a false treasure. You know, a person always has a soft spot in his heart for his daughters. So in Ben Sira it says, you know, a daughter for his father, it seems like a treasure, but it's a false treasure. Why? He's always worried about her. He can't sleep at night. When she's young, he's afraid somebody will seduce her. Ben Arusa, when she's older, she's like 12, 12 and a half, Shematizna, maybe she'll chas v'chlil be mezana. Bogger, if she got older, Shemalot Tinasei. And then maybe she won't get married. You're always worried, when is she going to get married? And this is when she's married, Shemalot Yabarim, you're worried, maybe they won't have children. In other words, the worrying never stops. His Kina, once she got older, Shematasek Shafim, maybe she'll be a Machshefista, because that's It was very common for older women to be osik in that. So that's what he says in there, and that's why you shouldn't read it, because that's like bad advice. Rabbis also said that kind of idea. Other rabbis say, "Yef shalom bos chomel kaibus." It's impossible for the world to exist without boys and girls. Ashmi mishabana scharim. Happy is the one who has scharim. Olivar lemishabana the kaibus. Woe is one who has the girls. And as the rabbi said that too, even though it doesn't always, obviously that kind of advice doesn't always work. How many times, you know, the girls, a person has nachas from the girls, not from the boys. Who knows? I mean, you can't, you know. But it's easier maybe for a person's always worried that the girls will be led astray or something will happen to them. Again, you have to look at the times when the girls weren't educated and they were easily swayed, etc., etc. A person worried about the girls, about the boys, it was considered less worries, right? When a woman couldn't give birth, it was always considered her fault. They never looked at the men, right? They never assumed that the men had, you know, in those days, that's how they looked at it. But the point is that the Chacham said similar things to that. So what's wrong with Ben Sira? Elam Shem says, Lo sa'il gavri blecha, don't let worrying come into your heart. The gavri killed many men. Kol gavri, you know, worrying kills many people. Mashlam Omer, Shlam also said, a daiga b'leif ishachena. If a person has worry in his heart, ishachena. What does ishachena mean? Rami rasi chanam yasichena midaito. Let him rid it from his mind. Get rid of worry, because worry doesn't help you at all. You know, you got to take care of the problem anyway, and you can't control most of the time anyway. Worrying isn't going to help. B'chanomer, yasichen alachem, tell it to the others. And by telling it to others, you know, they'll calm you down, etc., and you won't be going crazy about it. The point is that Shlomo Melech also gave advice like that, get rid of worry. Elmishim looks at maybe because it says in Mensira, Menar Abim Yitofei Socha, keep a lot of people out of your house, for law called them, so don't bring everybody into the house, you know. Can I just have a few minutes of your time? Use my advice. Meet him. Tell him I'll meet you between Mincha Marv and the Shul. You know, Marv starts, it's over. You know, that's my advice, right? When they do, I'll meet you between Marv and Shul. You know where the Shul is? It's at that big car there. You know, I'll meet you there between Mincha Marv, right? Don't drag everybody into the house. Menah Rav Bizarres of Lo called Visecha. Rabbi Nami Omra. The time Rabbi Omra. Lo Yabo Adam Reim. Don't have a lot of people coming to your house. Shenemar Ish Reim Leis Raleim. You lot of friends. Eventually, it's going to turn bad. The Sof Mariam Lo. They're going to start fighting with them. You know, they start giving you business ideas, and then the guy goes broke, and then before you know it, nobody's talking to one another. Ain't it so, Joe? Right? Elamishum. So what's wrong with advice like that? That's pretty good advice. Elamishum. In fact, as we read this, we started to like this Ben Sira book. He's pretty good, right? Right? Elamishum. It says like this: Zaldikin Kortman. Listen to this one: Zaldikin Kortman. Here we need Rashi for it. Kortman sounds like his last name or something, right? Zaldikin Mishaskin. A person's got a very weak, thin beard. So Kortman, he says, you know, you know that he's a very sharp guy. The guy's got a thin little beard, you know, like a skinny little, scruffy little beard. He must be very smart. Sachson is a person with a thick beard, right? Right. So Abdukan, Misha's Keno, Abba showed Sachson. He's a fool. Again, Zaldikan Kortman, guy's got a thin beard, is smart. Abdukan, Av, Sachson, he is a fool. Okay, he's a shota. The nafach v'kaseh lotzachi, a person who blows the froth off the beer lotzachi, but he shouldn't drink it all. If a guy brings beer to it, he's not thirsty. You know, if a guy starts off by blowing the froth off, he should wait till it settles down. He's real thirsty. You want to get every drop out of there. If he blows it off, you should know lotzachi, he's not thirsty. Omer b'mayach halachma, if a man says he's got a loaf of bread and he says, well, how am I going to eat this? In Yiddish we say, astep satziv, you have something to go with this, you know, it's just plain bread. I can't eat it by itself. So lachma sam, they take away his bread, he's not hungry. Mondesle Mabras, a person who's got, he used to have a Rosh Hashiva like that, he had in the wind he'd walk and the beard would just like part and go in two different directions. He says, the guy who's got like a bridge in between the two sections of the beard, he's got like a lot of space there, Kuyam Alech, and nobody can beat this guy. And the idea behind it is that he's sitting and pulling it all day, you know, he's sitting pulling it and planning and, you know, coming up with all kinds of contrived, you know, schemes, etc. So nobody's going to beat this guy. So that must be which all this doesn't make sense. The size of the beard, you know, this already is ridiculous. And therefore, that was the problem with the Sefer Ben Sira. So Rashi says here, in the top on the left hand side here, Rashi finally gets to it. He's Ramusa, the Mitoch Shachar, who made some Muskin of the Moshe Gerim Shachar. So all these things. All things are all like ridiculous. That's why you shouldn't read the Sefer Ben Sira. But still, the Gemara says, Amav Yosef Hilim Al Yusuf. But the good things that it has in there, Darshin Alu. But the good things that we have in the Sefer Vansira, those we do Darshin. For example, Isha Tova, a good wife, Matana Tova, Bechei Kirei Elokim, Tinasein. A good wife is a gift, is a wonderful gift. In the bosom of a person who fears God, she will be put. Isha Ra, a bad woman, Saras Labas, like a leprosy. My Tekante, what should he do? You got Shana Vyeso, ship her out of there. The Yisrap Mitzaras, and let him be healed from his leprosy. Isha Yafa, a beautiful woman, Ashri Bala, happy is her husband. Misbar Yamav Kiflayim, double his days. A beautiful woman, he's always happy, his life will be lengthened. Halaman Chamesh Eschein, hide your eyes from a woman of charm, let's call it, of a charming woman, right? A woman who has charms. Why? Because Pentilach Mitzrasim, lest you be ensnared in her net. Al Tat Eitzel Bala, don't go near her husband, Limsochim Yayin, to start drinking the Sheikha. Kibitor Isha Yafa, because of the countenance of a beautiful woman, Rabim Hushas, who many were destroyed, Batsumim Kol Harugim, and many are the ones, Ahogel, the ones who were killed by her. In other words, a beautiful woman can ensnare many men and kill them off. Rabim Hayupitze Rochel, many are the wounds of the Rochel. The Rochel were the peddlers who used to, you know, go door to door and sell perfumes and other things to women, and the husbands would always suspect these men of, seducing their wives, and then start fighting with them. And therefore, there were many wounds to the Rochel. It's a bad business because you're always under suspicion. Magil Nidvar Erva, people who are commit adultery, Kenitzitz Mavikalis, it's like a spark that lights the charcoal. Once that starts, it doesn't end good. Kikluf Malay Oaf, like a kluv, right? A lot of these words we used to have to translate them. We moved to Israel, you know, a kluv is a cage, right? A kluv is a cage where you put an animal in there, right? Kikluf Malay Oaf, like a cage full of birds. So Kain Batayam Malayam Mirma, so their homes, in other words, of the adulterers, are full of deceit. Menah Rav Mitoch Pesach, again, keep a lot of people away from your house. Don't bring everybody into your house. Rabbi Yerdesh Shalach, you should have a lot of friends. People who look for you have a lot of good friends. But Galei Sotchalach Smeala. But your real secrets, tell maybe 1 in 1,000. Maybe not even that, right? But if you have a lot of good friends, but keep your distance. Mishachavis Chaykecha Shmar Pischei Picha. Even from the one who lies in your bosom, you should also be careful with what you say. Shmar Pischei Picha. Al Totzer Tzaras Macher, don't worry about the trouble of tomorrow. Again, this now notice this is all part of Ben Sira, but he quotes here Mishlei Kilo Seda Mayel Yom, right? We have the same idea in Mishlei. Again, the ideas that are common to what Shlomo Melech said or what the rabbi said, even if it's in Ben Sira, they're not so bad. Kilo Seda Mayel, you don't know what's going to be. Shema Lavachar Inenu. Maybe you won't be around anymore. Olmim to Mitzar Alolim Shen Shlo. What are you worried about? What's going to be like a person's worried about what's going to be in the year 2200? You're not going to be here then. So what are you worried about? You know. Kol Yimei Ani Roim, right? All the days, the Pasuk says, right, this is Pasuk Mishlei, all the days of a poor person are evil. What does that mean? Aflelos, even his nights. Why? Because his roof is very low, so the rains of all the other adjoining roofs of the other neighbors fall onto his roof, because the water always goes down. He can't afford to build it up. Umumrom Haram Karmo, his vineyard is at the top of the mountain. The vineyard at the top of the mountain is the worst spot, because as the earth gets washed down by the waters, so he loses more and more earth from his carom. If you got a carom, it's good to have it at the bottom of the low-lying area. So all the water washes down to you, and any dirt that washes down from neighboring things also comes onto you. So Ramam Karmo, Mamter Gagam Lagago, Umeyafer Karmo Lekromit, right? So his Mamter Gagam, all the other roof, you know, spilled water onto his roof. Umeyafer Karmo Lekromit, and his carom gives dirt to the other one, so he loses out in all aspects. Omar Zeira, Omar Rav, minus with Koymena Aniram, all the days of a poor person are evil. Everybody Talmud. Those are the people of Talmud. Why? Because it's hard to learn. You know, you got to learn all day. It's hard to learn the daf. Tov Leib Mishta Talmud, but the person of a good heart, he's like, he's always having a meal. Everybody Mishta, it's a lot easier to learn Mishnayas, right? It's easier for them. Rav Omar Rav says it's the opposite. The people who learn Mishnah can't pass them from Mishnah because they don't understand the stiras. For them, it's hard. But the people who learn Gemara, they understand all the problems and all the things are worked out. And for them, at the end of the day, it's easy. Behind the Gemara, Mishash Mishmeh Rabbah, Ma'adach Siv, Masiyah Evanim Yetzev. The person who cuts out stones, he'll be hurt by them. Because the stones, you cut them, you hold them, you'll be cut, you won't have anything good from them. Eilu Balei Mishnah, right? The people who have troubles. Uvokea Eitzim Yiskonbam, but the person who cuts down the wood, Yiskonbam, Yiskon here means he'll be warm, not Yisakon like he'll be in danger, but Yiskonbam, he'll be warm by them, because the wood burns. So with the wood, you can warm yourself thereby. Eilu Bali Talmud, who are feel better and feel warm, so to speak, they feel good after they've solved all the problems. The pasuk, again, the pasuk Mishlei says, all the days of a poor person are evil. Zem Yishla Yishra, a person has a bad wife. Leid Mishta Tamin, person who's good of heart, it's like it's as if he's always having a feast. That's Yishla Yishra Tov, the opposite. Vyanim Makoy Mayani Ram Zem Istinus, person who's always. They're very fastidious, you know, things have to be just a certain way, so things are never pretty, like a perfectionist. A person who's large, and he doesn't mind, you know, he thinks, let things go by him, he's not that careful, he's in a better mood. Rechmani, person who's too, that's too rachmanis. If rachmanis and everybody, things are going to go bad for you, because you'll always be worrying about other people, not yourself. A person who's not so friendly. Rabbi Shuover, call you may ani wrong, all the days of an ani are evil. Ze Shadaito Tsara, a person who is Tetzah. In other words, he's worried about everything, every little thing bothers him. Tovle Mishatamad Ze Shadaito Rechava, he's not worried, right? He's not, he doesn't have that concerned about things, he's always in a jollier mood. Rabbi Shuover, call you may ani wrong, all the days of an ani are poor, are evil. And the Pashupshat, of course, is that if he's hungry, he's poor. He's always hungry, so all his days are evil. All his days are bad. Ivo Ika Shabbos and Yom Tov. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos and Yom Tov, everybody gets meals. Even the poor person gets the dog. The person, like after the war, and he was starving and starving, all of a sudden you give him a pot of cholent, that's not so good for him. You know, in other words, even when he's, if he's poor all week and has nothing to eat, and then on Shabbos they give him a big meal, that's Shini Vesis, like a change in his you know, Vesis we talk about by Anisha Ani, that means there's a change in her period, a change in a person's going in and coming out, and his body movements, etc. That's the beginning of stomach disease. If you turn the Pesukim Shir Hashir, you know, you do all that stuff, that's the Hakori Pesuk based Mishdos, but Lovus Mana, not in the right time. Maybe Ra brings evil to the world, Mesha Torah, Chogera Sak, because the Torah, like, in other words, you have to read it. If you read it in the normal trop, that's okay. But if you just take these psukim and turn them into all kinds of songs, or say it sometimes not in the right time, it's not the fitting as many do, that doesn't do any good for us. Make the Torah Chogera Sak, the Torah, so to speak, puts on loincloth, right, and puts on sackcloth, sackcloth rather. In other words, goes into mourning. Your kids have made me like a harp that fools are playing. You know, I mean, what is this? You know, we're a serious man over here, and they're turning it into jolly songs. My daughter, what should they be? When they're eating and drinking, what should they do? If they know how to read the psukim, so yaskav b'torah m'nimtzum, let them read psukim. In Bali Mishnah, if they can already learn Mishnah, it's a little bit of a higher level, so yaskav Mishnah b'halachas v'agados, let them teach that. In Bali Talmudain, so yaskav, then they can from Bali Talmud could already learn real halachas. So yaskav b'halachas Pesach v'Pesach, hilchas atzeres v'tzeres, hilchas chag b'chag, and others, if they're tamir chacham, let them give drushes. That's what you do at a proper seudah. You don't sing ridiculous songs, you give drushes. Right. Person reads the pasuk at the right time. Maybe tovu la'olam shenema v'davar be'ito mato. Something is good. In other words, say an appropriate thing at the right time. Right? A person gets up and says something that has meaning at the right time, fitting the occasion, brings the pasuk. That's the way to properly give a drasha. All right, we'll pick it up here tomorrow. I'm away this week, but I'm not sure if I'm leaving tonight or tomorrow night. So pay attention to the emails. I may not be here tomorrow if I leave tonight, then I'll be back later in the week. So please pay attention to the emails, because if I leave tomorrow night, I'll be coming back later. And if I leave tonight, I'll be coming back earlier. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know if I'm coming.